Okay, I'm going to call this meeting of the House Finance Committee to order. Let the record reflect that the time is currently 9:07 a.m. on Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. And present today, we have Representative LeBon, myself, Co-Chair Foster, Co-Chair Merrick, Representative Johnson, and I don't believe we have anyone online, any legislators. And just so folks know, in the room here, we have Chris Curtis, legislative auditor. And also online, we do have Stuart Gehring, the Assistant Attorney General, Department of Law. Dawson Mann, staff to Senator Myers, is on Teams. In the room, we've got Senator Myers' staff, Ms. Teresa Wohlstad, and Bob Pickett, who's the chairman of the RCA. We also have with us Representative Josephson, and a number of us have a meeting at 9:30, and so that's in just 22 minutes. The only item that we have on this morning's agenda is Senate Bill 190, which is Regulatory Commission of Alaska Refuse Utilities by Senator Myers. The committee began hearing this bill yesterday with an introduction, invited testimony, and public testimony. And so we'll go ahead and have Ms. Teresa Wohlstad come up. So we've got a couple issues here. First of all, a number of us have to be stepping out in about 20 minutes. And this extension of the RCA is pretty important that we get this through, because the termination date is June 2030. My understanding is there is the original version of this bill. I think there is a Senate version of this bill. There's a House Labor and Commerce version of the bill. There's a couple key points here, and that is you've got the termination extension, which would extend it out 8 years to 2030. We've also got an auditing issue that's important in here. We've got another issue, which is, and when I say auditing issue, it's just the ability for the auditor to continue auditing the RCA. And then we've also got the issue of refuse being included in here. And I would love for this to be the most simplest bill, which would just be the extension as well as the auditing feature function. The other issue that I wanted to point out is today is the last day, which means that when changes are made, there's the easy path, which would be sending it over, back over in whatever original form it needs to be in to get concurrence, and then it's done. However, when changes are made, of course, that's going to slow things down, and so that's a concern. I just wanted to note that Representative Ortiz is also here, so would love to get to a situation where we could at least get the extension out there, but I'm not sure what the I think there have been some conversations, and so we'll go ahead and proceed. Maybe, Ms. Wohlstad, is there anything that we need to address before we move to some member comments, and we need to adopt a version here? So Ms. Wohlstad, if you could start us off.
So thank you, Co-Chairs Merrick and Foster, and also members of the committee. For the record, my name is Teresa Wohlstad, staff to Senator Myers, District B. And the biggest thing that we're looking at right now is a Senate Finance Committee version of the bill. That was a simple housekeeping, and it did not change anything substantial regarding the refuge utilities of the RCA. Rather, the Senate Finance Committee version lets the refuge utilities already under the RCA use a different rate filing process for addressing refuge utility backlog, and by adding them to a simplified rate filing procedures. We also do have the audit, so that if they want to talk specifically about their concerns, also that is included in that particular version. And that would be the version that came over for concurrence.
So the Senate version is what came over, and then the House Labor and Commerce made some changes. So if we were to send, and the Senate version is version W, is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Senate version is version W, and if we were to send that back, send that to the floor and adopt that, then that would just go back to the Senate for concurrence. Mm-hmm. And so what the Senate Finance Committee did, I think the original version of this bill was just extending the termination date. The Senate Finance version did what again? It added the refuse. Ms. Curtis, would you like to? And then we'll go to member questions. I see Representative Josephson's got one.
For the record, Chris Curtis, legislative auditor. I don't have any position on the additional things added except for Section 4 of Version W, which is the repeal of AS 2420-271-11, which is a duty that was added specifically to legislative audit, I don't know, 15 years or so ago. It's the only duty specifically, only audit requirement specifically listed as far as auditing someone specifically. It requires us every 2 years to audit RCA's annual report. That's in addition to the regular sunset audit requirement. So every 2 years, we spend approximately 500 hours conducting this audit. In my experience, it has not been used by the public or by policymakers. It kind of goes off into a black hole, and I don't believe it's a good use of our resources. So I support the repeal of that statute.
Okay, so Senate Finance version included this, you said it's the repeal feature for the auditing function. And my understanding is that there may be a conceptual amendment to take us back to the Senate Finance version. I do want to take a quick at ease, and then I know we've got a couple member comments. I've got Josephson, Ortiz, and Johnson in the queue. With that, we'll take a brief at ease. House Finance back on record at 9:16 a.m. And so in the queue, I've got Representative Josephson, Ortiz, and Johnson, actually, and LeBon. Maybe we'll hear from folks and then we'll adopt the CS that we seem to agree on once discussion occurs. So Representative Josephson.
Well, I mean,
you. And we'll continue to go in order, but I think my understanding then is Representative LeBron has a conceptual amendment that takes us back to the original, just a sunset extension with the auditing repeal, but then taking out the refuse part. And then I think Representative Johnson may also have a no conceptual amendment.
This will just take care of everything that my two steps would have done. So this will be fine, just done one step.
Great. Okay. So Representative Ortiz. Great. Representative Johnson? Any further comments? No? Okay. Representative LeBon?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to move conceptual, what I'll call conceptual amendment number one, to the committee substitute for 190. And And I think all members have the conceptual amendment before them. So I'd like to move that.
Okay, so conceptual amendment number one has been moved, and just for discussion purposes, I'll object.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As we've just heard, it returns the action to extending the Regulatory Commission of Alaska to a new date of June 30th, 2030. And as we heard from our auditor, Ms. Curtis, it also repeals a very redundant every 2 year review or an audit that really is beyond what is reasonable in an audit process. So that's the conceptual amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Great, thank you. And I know we're kind of moving fairly quickly, and I would just like to make sure we're not doing anything rash and just check in with Bob Pickett, the chairman of the RCA, or the staff to Senator Myers or Stuart Gehring, who's with the Attorney General Department of Law. Does anybody have any comments? Is there anything that they see that maybe we are not seeing? Mr. Pickett, are you there? If you are, could you
Yes, I am. I think that this is a very reasonable approach. It does address the concerns raised by the auditor, and our primary concern is a clean extension.
Great. Thank you very much. Mr. Gehring, do you have any comments?
For the record, Stuart Gehring, Department of Law, no. We had no issues with the original version of the bill, so no.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Ms. Wolstead?
No, this looks like a really good amendment. Thank you very much, Representative Levon.
Representative Johnson? Okay, thank you. Okay, so with that, I will remove my objection to conceptual amendment number one. Are there any further objections? Seeing none, conceptual amendment number one has been adopted. And so with that, it takes us to the only fiscal note that we have, and that's from the RCA. It's OMB component 2417, control code NHNOB. And Commissioner Pickett, are you will you be speaking to this fiscal note?
Yes, it's basically the same fiscal note we submitted with the original extension bill.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions on the fiscal note? Seeing no questions, I think we're ready to move this bill on, unless there are any comments from anyone. I don't see anything. So with that, Madam Rifides. House Finance back on record. And just to clarify, the current version of the bill that was before us was version O. And so that is the conceptual amendment was made to version O, and that's the version that came out of Labor and Commerce. So with that, I would entertain a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move Senate Bill 190, version 32-LS1525/O from committee as amended, with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note, and authorize legislative legal services to make conforming changes.
Thank you. And just for the record, Representative Rasmussen is also with us. Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing no objection, SB 190 version O has been passed from committee. If folks could stay and sign the paperwork. So with that, we'll be adjourned, unless there's any comments. We'll be adjourned at 9:22. Oh, I'm sorry. We will not be adjourned. We will be recessed. Thank you, at 9:22 a.m.